Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome to Spiritual Conversation, honest and joyful explorations of ideas to help us align with our true spiritual purpose and live our best lives. I am your host, Jacqueline Claire, Mermaid of the Airwaves, here to take your hand and go on some deep dives together. Today's episode is a powerful meditation on being clear about the emotional big picture of what we want our lives to be about, what we know in our hearts is what we're here for, and then taking steps mindfully to be able to align with that. Very valuable. I think you'll be glad that you listened and took this deep dive. It was recorded live, so there are some hellos and that sort of thing. But I think you'll really enjoy. Hey there, you guys. So I think I called this video something very tantalizing, like being a better version of ourselves. So that's kind of a big topic, but I have some specific focus that I want to share with you. But I just want to make it really clear, like I'm not giving advice or anything like that. I'd like to explore this idea with you. Okay, so my first question for both of us is, what's your goal? And I don't mean like real specifically, I want to live in this house and have this job title and that sort of thing. I mean, when you think about what you want your life to be about and have been about, what is the sense that you have? What do you feel, even if it's not super specific, what do you feel your calling of contribution is to the world? In your, how do you want to give to your community, or what impact do you want to have on your community, your family, your other close relationships, your professional contribution, your creative contribution, your spiritual contribution, and how do you want to feel about yourself? So, like, think about that for a moment. Like, in these different categories of your life, what do you want it to be about? And I definitely have a sense. I have, like, some fairly clear ideas. And I also kind of have, like, Polaroids, sort of, like these. And a lot of them are like very sort of emotional Polaroids. So, and I bet that you have something too, even if it's not crazy specific. So what is this goal of what you want your life to be about? And then, what are we doing to align ourselves with that goal right now, today? Are we on that path? Are we making effort to refine our mindset to be that person who can live those dreams that we picture? Are we working at clearing out bad habits and bad ties and relationships? Are we working to like discover what our dharma is, what our like professional and service to contribution to the world is? Because I know that I've lived a lot of my life sort of thinking like, oh, I kind of see myself doing this one thing, and one day it'll just happen. One day, like, someone will invite me to do this thing. One day, you know, like things like that. Like, one day it'll happen. And I think, you know, it's great to have hope and vision and that sort of thing, but it leads to dissatisfaction and I think inner disconnection when we're not actually walking down that path. So just think about it, because life is very distracting. It's very easy to get wrapped up in the day-to-day challenges that we face and paying bills and making our boss happy and going to work and we have this and now we have to fix the plumbing and all this stuff. And the next thing we know, like, the children are grown or we're bald or whatever it is, and it's like, oh wait, I didn't like get a chance to choose how I wanted to live. And we do have the choice, we just have to be conscious of it. And what really got me like wanting to talk about this today is that I've become like very shrewd when I encounter what I feel like might be bitterness from other people, because I have like made, hey Yuli, I've made a lot of choices to live kind of counter culture, to go against the mainstream. Like, I'm not working at this point in my life, like at something I hate, so that I can then retire and sit on a beach when I'm old. Like, I'd like to go to the beach like next week, you know? Like, figure out like how to do both, how to live and explore at the same time. And sometimes people encounter are neutral, and that's cool. Sometimes people are very supportive, and that's a blessing and amazing. And sometimes I experience like some very subtle jabs, like, oh, okay, you know, like I'm somehow very naive or foolish or something like that. And I've started to try to be compassionate in those moments and think, oh, maybe this person didn't do that with their life. And maybe there's something unsettling about confronting the possibility that one could. And maybe they feel a little bit bitter about that. Maybe. So anyway, that's kind of like what got me thinking about this. And lastly, I wanted to share this passage. Phyllis Oscooey, if you watch this, thank you for sending me the passage from The Fashioner about Red and Kathy Grammer. Yeah, I realized that I've never had an original thought after I read this from the late Kathy Grammer. So the question, it's about art as it relates to personal growth and spirituality. So the idea is everybody has art in them, and you could say art is this vision of what you want your life to be about. Okay? So, every one of us has something that we have always wanted to do. You may not remember it right this minute, but if you do, write it down. And if you don't, think about it for a couple of days. What is it that you've always wanted to do? And again, this might be like parenthood. This might be traveling the world. This might be writing. Like, this could, there's no limit to what this stirring in your heart could be. There's that little voice in there that's always speaking or ready to speak, to say to us what it was. This is written really weird. To say to us what it is calling us to do. So there's a little sweet voice in us, that like childhood glee that is in there still somewhere. Okay. Red quotes Kathy Grammer. The creative act is a great training for spiritual growth, because both the act of creating something and the act of growing spiritually are essentially the same process, where you envision a goal, aim for it, try for it, and guess what? Often fail the first time. Thank you, refrigerator, for going off. Yes, this blew my mind, because this is like something I've tried to articulate so many times, that The creative path is a training for the spiritual path. You envision what you want to create, you aim for it, you try, you go for it, and then you fall on your freaking face and get so freaking humbled. But it's not a bad thing. When this happens, you keep going until you reach it. And you keep going. If it's the creative side, you keep creating and raising your ability, and you get better and better at it. Remember that. Whether it's spiritual, like, dang, one of these days I'm gonna like rein in my temper, or whatever it is, like, you keep trying and you keep getting better at it. And if it's woodworking, if it's dancing, if it's writing poetry, you write those crappy poems so that you can write a really beautiful one day. You get better and better at it. If it's the spiritual side, the same thing happens, that you continue to develop spiritual qualities. The process is essentially the same. So, there you go, my friends. I hope you take this into your day and really think about it. And remember that our actions have tremendous power. And part of it is like the tangible imprints that we leave on this life. And part of it is just the spiritual, like the madcap courage and beauty and spirituality to like do it differently. And lastly, this is just a little composite from the Baha'i teachings. Just think about this. One righteous act, whether that's helping the old lady or across the street or looking for a new job that's more aligned with what you want to do or getting out that sketchbook, whatever it is that is righteous for you, and you know you'll feel it. One righteous act is endowed with a potency that can so elevate the dust as to cause it to pass beyond the heaven of heavens. Or, in other words, it can tear every bond asunder. So, one righteous act has the power to like recreate reality. And it says that the influence flowing from such an action will most certainly be diffused throughout the whole world. So we are very powerful. You are very powerful. And thanks for joining me. And I hope you have a great day. Let me know what you think. Hey, podcast listeners, just a little PSA from your mermaid of the airwaves. What did you think of today's episode? Did you agree, disagree? Did it spark some thoughts on this topic or tangential topics? I would love to hear from you, so feel free to message me, leave your comments, leave your voice memos, because I would like this to truly be a spiritual conversation. In the show notes, check out links to my Patreon if you would like to support my work and see some behind the scenes and truly be the wind beneath my wings. And also links to my art gallery and other ways that we can stay in touch. Thank you for tolerating my extreme silliness and gravitas. I love you. I wish you the best for aligning with your spiritual purpose and living your best life. Until we next speak, take care. Bye-bye.